This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, September 2nd. God's word to you today is reconciled. Our scripture reading is taken from Colossians 1, verse 22, and it says, "Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless, as you stand before him without a single fault." Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. A great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. Amen. Who dare tells you to depart? It is your Father's house. Parents, you need to know this truth. Your children can never fully understand how much you love them. They know you love them, but they will only begin to understand it when they themselves become parents. Similarly, you can never understand how much God loves you. We did not choose God. He chose us by himself and brought us into a covenant with him in Christ Jesus. Our walk with God is a walk of covenant. The reason some believers do things and get away with it is not that they are righteous, but because every time the accuser brings up an accusation before the throne of God, the blood speaks. Passover. The blood of Jesus is superior to any covenant that can ever exist, and as a child of God, you need to understand this. God packaged everything and sealed it in a covenant in such a way that it cannot be changed. This was what Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, understood and invoked. God wants you to understand this attribute of his heart. The second attribute of God's heart that is revealed from the statement Bartimaeus made is his character. Mark 10, verses 47 to 48 says, "When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, 'Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.' 'Be quiet,' many of the people yelled at him, but he only shouted louder, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.'" The essence of God is his mercy and grace. In fact, the word is difficult to explain in English. The Orthodox Jewish Bible puts it this way: "And when he heard that it was Yehoshua from Nazareth coming, he began to cry and shout, 'Ben David, Yehoshua, Chaneini.'" This is from Mark 10, verse 47. The word Chaneini means to have mercy, to show mercy. And it has its root in that essence of God called Hesed. Hesed means when the person from whom I have a right to expect nothing gives me everything. That is God. The word loving kindness did not exist in the original English dictionary. It was coined in a bid to explain what Hesed means. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please give me a deep revelation of God's heart, his covenant, and his character. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.